This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Brazil's most recent presidential election has improved the environment. In President Lula's first 6 months, Brazil Amazon deforestation dropped 34%, reversing a four-year destruction of the rainforest under former Brazilian President Bolsonaro. The Amazon rainforest covers an area twice the size of India and holds tremendous stores of carbon, serving as a crucial buffer against climate change. Two-thirds of the Amazon rainforest is located in Brazil. According to government satellite data released Thursday, from January to June, the rainforest had alerts for possible deforestation covering 2,600 square kilometers, or over 1,000 square miles, down from 4,000 square kilometers, an area the size of Rhode Island during the same period last year under former President Jair Bolsonaro. This year's data shows a 41% plunge in alerts for June, which marks the start of the dry season when deforestation tends to increase. João Paulo Capobianco, the Environment Ministry's executive secretary, said, "The effort of reversing the curve of deforestation has been reached. That is a fact. We reversed the curve. Deforestation is not increasing." The data is an encouraging sign for President Lula, who campaigned last year with pledges to rein in illegal logging and undo the environmental devastation during Bolsonaro's term. The former far-right leader weakened environmental authorities while his insistence on development of the Amazon region resonated with land grabbers and farmers who had long felt maligned by environmental laws. Under Bolsonaro, Amazon deforestation surged to a 15-year high. Even though the cutting and clearing of the Amazon forest is decreased, there were more than 3,000 fires in the Amazon in June alone. June marks the beginning of the dry season, and the number of fires in that 1 month is the most since 2007. The fires are due to the clearing of areas deforested in previous years. In the Amazon, fires are mostly man-made and are set after clear-cutting of the forest. With El Niño looming, which typically brings less rain and higher temperatures to the Amazon, more fires are expected in the most critical period, July to October. Montana State Democratic lawmakers on Thursday called on Republican Governor Greg Gianforte to bring the legislature into a special session to address rising property valuations, namely a sharp increase for residential properties statewide. Senate Democratic Minority Leader Pat Flowers of Belgrade, Senate Democratic Whips Shannon O'Brien of Missoula and Susan Weber of Browning issued the request in a letter to Gianforte. They seek a single-day legislative session to adopt a revenue-neutral state property tax rate determined by the Montana Department of Revenue in November. Again and again, Montana Democrats pleaded with Republican legislators and Governor Gianforte to find long-term solutions to unaffordable property taxes, Flowers said in a press release, calling the matter a property tax crisis. Last month, the Montana Department of Revenue began mailing out new appraisal values set by the state, with residential property values jumping a median of about 45% across Montana, and commercial properties increasing about 27%. The new residential property values, as high as 67% in rural Granite County and driven by booming real estate prices, have stirred both anger and confusion. State and county officials in recent weeks have fielded calls from residents concerned that the property value increase amounts to a corresponding property tax increase. That is not the case, as counties have yet to set their local property tax rates, although Republican Senator Greg Hertz of Polson said last week that people can generally expect to see increases in their property taxes this year. The proposed legislation accompanying the Democrats' letter to Gianforte would cut the residential tax rate from 1.35% of market value to 0.94%. The draft proposal would also push the tax rate for a single-family residential dwelling valued at more than $1.5 million from 1.4% up to 1.73%. Those rates, identified in November by the State Revenue Department, would keep a neutral tax bill for residents. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.